Hello, listeners around the world, and
ciao,
and also maybe not in the world. I'm Giuseppe, and beside me here is
Romeo,
and we're here to promote Victory Square Block Party, which is happening this Sunday at Victory Square,
September 3rd.
It's gonna be some good bands playing. Graftition, Palm Oil, Passive, good band, Needles Pins, Shitlord Fuckerman, good friend of ours. They used to play with us in
Devo.
In Devo cover band. And then Lady Jams and us, Dumb. Should be a good time all around. Sponsored by lots of sponsors here.
Old Spice.
Old Spice.
Arm & Hammer.
What else do we have?
Reebok.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to get y'all started here with a song by some friends of ours from our homeland. In Napoli, we met these boys.
Pardonere.
Yeah, Pardonere. They're very Catholic. Yeah, so if you want to, they're trying to start this new app.
Good boys.
Yeah, there's an app for everything these days. They're trying to start an app called Priester, or they don't know if they're going to call it Priester or Pastorer. It's where you, if you need to get absolved of your sins, you can do it on the app. Anyway, this is their song, Blue Hell by Pardoner from Napoli.
Yeah.
This is for all you Virgos out here. The CFL and the Ticats issued a joint home comforts call to you. Handle domestic chores and enjoy the results. Find a treasure for a song. Beautify your surroundings. Tend your garden.
Gardening is the next topic that we're going to get to here on Victory Square Promotion Hour. Romeo, what is your favorite garden?
Garden of Eden.
Yes. Very Catholic. Okay, let's move on to Aries.
I'll just do Virgo again.
Okay.
Virgo, it's your turn at bat. Past the outfield, you can seem summer, rain, sliding, neighborhood, suburb. That's
pastoral?
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
What do you do for work?
Yeah. I work, I'm in the entertainment industry. I run some establishments, do some...
Sports?
Yeah, dancing, sports.
You do the dancing or you run...
A bit of both. I'm like a very holistic... I take a holistic approach to my work. I mean, that way you care about it, you know? How about you? What did you...
I'm in the waste management.
That's true, yeah. So let's talk about waste management.
Well, the thing is, you have to go to everyone's house.
That's right.
Or apartment. And get the trash.
This next band is called Lithics. They're from Portland. They're really good. Nick, who's Romeo, what song should I play next?
Play Labor.
All right, that's a good one. Listen to this tape all the time. Hey again, everybody. So we're in the band Dumb, and we're here to promote Victory Square Block Party September 3rd, featuring other great acts. We're going to take this opportunity to provide a little backstory for our musical upbringing. Romeo, where did me and you meet?
Napoli.
And yeah. So we lived in Napoli, and we had to get out of Napoli.
How do I delete the Last thing I did.
Okay, I don't know, man. Yeah, we got it. We had to get out of Napoli, a few reasons, and then we went. Where did we go after that?
We moved to Milan.
Right, and we were hanging out at Centro de Arte.
Centro.
Centro, in Milan. Porco Dio. And
and that's where we met Lorenzo.
Yeah, we met Lorenzo Florentini Bambini there. We had a pretty good time, but, you know, got into some complications.
We had to leave.
Yeah, we had to leave.
Moved to Vancouver.
No, we met Dos.
Well, that, yeah.
Well, Dos we met on the way because she was...
Catalonia.
Yeah, well, she's from Catalonia, but she had to get out of there.
Dos Machetes.
Yeah. She's a boxer. We all had to get out.
Fighter.
Yeah, she's a fighter. She could win any fight.
Play SBDC.
Oh yeah, let's do that. Let's play some SBDC. This song's called Scissor Wizard by SBDC.
Hi. This November, in November 14th.
November 14th.
We'll be touring. We being me and Giuseppe here.
Yeah. And Dos.
Yeah.
And Lorenzo.
The whole band.
Krub as well.
Krub.
We haven't talked about
Krub. Is always with us.
Yeah, Krub's is spiritual leader. Still lives in Abruzzo. Abruzzo.
Yeah.
And we're going to go...
Into America.
Yeah.
With, Oh, wait, no, we're not.
Are we? No, we're not.
No,
we're going.
You can't do that.
No, it's illegal. We're going to go to Toronto.
Yes.
Yeah, and we're going to do a maritime tour with Pardonere, who are from Italy.
The old country.
Anyway, this next band...
Play, they're from the UK. They're from Scotland.
Yeah, there's a review here of this band by a friend of ours, actually, Falder McTeb.
Old friend
from old country. Elusive and futuristic. I will travel to watch and be in the presence of this band. Favorite track, Silver Dancing from a Spectral Tongue. Should we play that song?
It's really long.
Well,
wait, hold on. Let's play Our Vapor Bodies Spill.
All right. Here we go. This is Our Vapor Bodies Spill by Antique Pony. We'll be right back.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Hello.
Ciao.
Ciao.
We're here. We're dumb. We're talking about Victory Square Block Party 2014. Wait. 2017 with on Sunday, September 3rd from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's free. It's at the park. It's at Victory Square Park.
That's right.
And we got Lady Jams, Palm Oil, Graftician, Passive, Needles, Pins, Us, and Shitlord Fuckerman.
Yes.
Sponsored by Reebok.
Yeah, lots of good sponsors here.
And Apple Macintosh.
Come to the show. Bring your whole family. We're dumb. Oh, also, we're going to be giving out shout-outs for free.
We're dumb.
Romeo.
Shout-out to Pardonere.
We're dumb. Oh, also, we're going to be giving out shout-outs. We're dumb. Oh, also...
Shout-out to...
Shout out to Matthew Uden. Shout out to Mario Balotelli.
Graziella Rosati.
Yeah, shout out to Romeo's illegitimate father, Franco Battiato.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Shout out to Krub.
Shout out to Lauren and Morgan.
Yeah.
Out there, hanging out, listening. Texting.
Shout out to Nier, some guy.
Lauren just texted you. She's saying y'all should have a weekly radio zone.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Lori. That's not a bad idea. So welcome to our zone. This is dumb. And I'm going to read out this Craigslist ad. It says, Akai EIE Pro interface is junk. Do not buy.
Oh, Quincy just texted saying...
Scamsville.
You're butchering this.
Who's Quincy?
I don't know.
Yeah, sounds like a weird guy. Anyway, this interface does not function with any OS currently in use and barely ever function at all. So don't buy that interface. I think for this next... song we're gonna play it's called Boy.
My brother from the old country is gonna be visiting Luigi.
Yeah, so Luigi's coming here and we're gonna all make jams together.
Luigi will be at Victory Square Block Party 2017, Sunday, September 3rd, 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Victory Square Park. Hosted by Music Waste, CITR, and Discorder. Sponsored by Reebok.
This song's called Boy by Runt off Mange EP.
Manja.
Our boy Luigi. Here we go.
All you ever show is a mass view. Yeah. All of your
your pictures. I am the best you. None of my tricks ever impress you. Unless you start acting like no. You don't invite me over, unless you made your bed. Laughing's too loose, so you just shake your head. Never bring me up with your friends. Oh, are you just afraid I'll see you dancing? You're always going back on the things you say, at least I think you say.
Man, I just want to say thanks for the invite for tonight. I don't think I can make it just because I've been like sort of sick recently, so that's been making me like tired, and also I've been working a lot, and I just finished school, and I thought like when I was done with school I would be working on my music a lot more than I have been, so I want to like do that before I sort of start chilling, you know. Like, I don't know if you guys are gonna do drugs or anything. That shit's like stressing me out, so I just feel like I'm just not gonna chill because I don't want
to
put my
step to the front and present yourself. Put up a front to defend yourself. Make up a justification for choices. I swear these boys these days make you hate yourself. One time I got flamed so bad I ain't speak for a month. Made me really resent myself. Delete my posts, snap my mouth. Fuck that shit, I'm leaving the house. Been here too long and I need to get out. Put some dookie diamonds in my ears, boy, I'ma get fleek for myself. Hit up my friends, if they don't answer, it's cool, I eat by myself. I accept myself, cause I'm too lazy to be anything except myself.
Hey man, it's me again. So I was thinking, like, you know, maybe I will come out tonight because, you know, it's like, it sounds like fun and like, you know, networking is important and like keeping up appearances, and like as you get older, there's not as many opportunities to do like fun shit, like meet new people.
Dude,
and
what
like,
are you talking about?
Hey again, it's us. We're going to promote the Victory Square Block Party on September 3rd.
2017.
So
it's free.
Yeah, free. So roll on by. Oh, crap. Somebody's on the line. Who is this?
Oh, can you send some help?
Hello?
Are you okay?
Yeah, yeah. I just stepped in some bubble gum and now I'm stuck.
Oh my god. Is that you, Lorenzo?
It is, yeah.
Every damn week.
Where are you?
Every damn week, man. Can't get that fried chicken. I'm really close to Duffin's. You can call a tow truck. That'll be sick.
Okay. Sorry, everybody. We're going to need to go into a song here because we need to help out Lorenzo Florentini Bambini, who's stuck. Yo, do you have anything else to say?
Like, go into Duffin's and buy the chicken before you rescue me. That'd be
do you have anything to tell? Oh, you can't. You have anything to tell the public, the world on the radio right now?
Oh yeah, watch out for the bubblegum by Duffin Donuts.
Sounds lethal, treacherous. Okay,
yeah.
We're on our way. Or we'll send help. Talk to you later.
El mundo difficile. Ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao. This next song is by a band called Mommy Long Legs. It's called Assholes.
Yeah.
Hello, what's up?
Not much.
I'm just Instagramming right now.
Hey. So, hey.
Watch out.
No, you can't do that.
You can't do anything on mine.
Let's talk about feuds.
Personal feuds?
I think so, yeah.
Between you and I?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Name a time where...
Well, there was one time in Portland when we were leaving. We were going to drive to Seattle. No, Olympia. And it was my turn to drive.
No, it was my turn to drive.
No, it was mine. And I had already told everyone that I was going to drive. And then when we got to the car, you were just like, I'm driving. And you got in the driver's seat. And I was really, really PO'd and TO'd.
You're pretty peeved.
What
about the time?
I just felt like you thought that you could just make that call and you had some sort of executive power. That's how I don't know.
What about the time in LA where you lifted me by the legs?
Oh, yeah. We had to go. We had to go somewhere. We had to leave.
No.
Yeah, we did.
No,
we
had to eat breakfast.
No, we had to leave.
Okay, whatever.
And you wouldn't get out of bed. So I came in and I started grabbed your legs, like to rustle you around and wake you up because words weren't working. And then you put me in a chokehold and you gave me a kink in my neck
and
a sore throat.
You wouldn't stop talking about that chokehold for months. Okay, last feud. Chubby Chicken feud of 2016.
This one's really complicated.
It's not complicated. It's really simple.
I don't know if Eleanor is still here, but...
She was there, but not for...
She would be an objective voice.
I'm sure Eleanor would say something like, I don't want to get involved. Or...
Maybe she feels strongly about it.
Okay, well... Why don't we just explain to the viewers?
Okay. We went to A&W in Calgary, and we all ordered, I don't know, Uncle Burger? What's it called? The one that has the extra thick patty, and they were like, oh, we don't have four of those. We only have three, and there's only one person working. And they're like, one of them is going to be a two single double patties. It's like the same thing, but instead of one big one, it's two. And we were all like, okay, yeah, it's fine. And then Gal obviously had assumed, and this is why I think I called you narcissistic, because you had assumed that you were going to be the one who had to have the bad one. And you kept questioning the person, even though she was really stressed out. And then we left, and you were pretty PO'd. And then you started saying that you wanted a Chubby Chicken after all. And then I think...
A year later... Come on, continue the story.
I don't know what else there is.
A year later, we're driving to Poco.
Yeah.
And Nick's asking me if I want to get a chubby chicken over and over, and I don't know why he's asking me if I want to.
He didn't remember.
And then I got really mad.
Yeah.
Once I realized that he was trying to bring back old feuds. This next song is called Big City Baby.
Listening to CITR 101.9,
broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The UBC Women in Science Club provides support for female undergraduates in science fields. Our club has three pillars: mentorship, building community, and connecting people. We offer networking events with alumni, professional development workshops, as well as an ongoing mentorship program to support students through challenges that arise for women pursuing careers in science.
What is CITR's reputation, being that it's been around for so long?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's very active in the community because it's run by community members and UBC students, obviously. Whether you're into radio as a hobby or whether you want to get some real-world experience, it's a great place to go. It's like a very open and creative environment. Everybody that's, you know, working here seems really jazzed about what they're doing at the station. Just lots of really, like, good, like, challenging music and spoken word content. It's a great station.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam territory. Learn how to get involved at citr.ca.
Hey, we're done. We're here. We're talking about Victory Square Block Party 2011.
And
2017. And we're here with Giuseppe, and we're going to ask, how's your health been?
It's been pretty bad recently. I had a common cold, and then I was in my room.
You had rhinovirus.
Yeah. Well, yeah, rhinovirus, also known as common cold. A lot of people ask me, what is rhinovirus?
Right, and you say it's common.
Yeah.
Cold. But why did...
That...
You just like the way it sounds?
No, I just want to, you know, accurate. Also, you can send rhino emojis to express yourself alternatively.
And what about your eye?
Oh, yeah. So, an old roommate I have, friend of mine, Yermiyahu, Obsessed with black lights. Loved having black light parties. So I had this lamp that I didn't use for a long time. And I used it as a reading lamp, and it had a black light in it. And I was like, hey, what the heck? And it really messed everything up. I couldn't see. Sincerely, do not use black lights as reading lights. My skin started peeling off. My eyes got so red. I couldn't see anything.
Just blackness?
No. I could see. It was just like really blurry, and it was super irritating. I wouldn't recommend it. Do not read under a black light. PSA.
What's this next song you're going to play?
This next song is a new secret demo of... I mean, I hope that's what it is. It just says New Dumb.
Yeah, it is.
That's what it is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You remember? No, this is it. This is it. Right?
I think it's New Dumb.
I think it's this one.
I think it's New Dumb.
Okay. I'm going to play it right now. Here we go.
It's cool.
Sorry, that was not it. That was still Fuzzy P. Now I will play it. Hey.
Hi.
How are you doing?
So tell us about that new song. You wrote it.
Yeah, we wrote it.
About me.
It's about Romeo. It goes, hey, Romeo.
Yeah, do you want to say all the words right now?
No. Let's play some CCTV. How about that?
How about one verse?
You
were about to do it.
I don't want to. You pressure me live on internationally broadcasted radio. Everyone in the world is listening. Okay, we're gonna play CCTV, and then me and Romy are gonna have a talk.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Giuseppe.
Tell us why you play guitar.
Because this guy...
Which, are you right-handed?
Yeah.
And you have a right-handed guitar.
Mm-hmm.
What's your guitar look like?
Looks like a butterscotch cream colored guitar.
How important to you as a performing musician is the look of your guitar? Matched with maybe like the clothes you're wearing and just general, I guess, the way you look altogether.
Pretty up there.
How do you prepare for that?
Mirror, selfie.
Do you seek advice from anyone?
Yeah.
Who?
My friends, family.
Which friends? Which family members?
Mostly Joey.
Really?
Yeah, definitely not.
Do you ask Joey because you think Joey has a good look, or you trust Joey's judgment of your look and honesty with you?
A bit of both. He's got like a Twin Peaks Muscle Beach thing going on. And
can you describe your style?
More like a prep school punk situation. And I know that you go for like a 90s corporate survivalist look. Some other people, you know, emo professor. There's lots of styles going around these days. Hey, it's Dora.
So tell me now about your lyrical content. What song has of yours that you've written has the best lyrical content?
In terms of lyrics that I've written, not lyrics by Krube. A lot of the songs have lyrics by... Let's stop talking about ourselves. You know, people don't care about this. There's a Victory Square block party coming up. It's going to be really sick. September 3rd, 2 p.m.
Free pair of Reeboks to the first, I think, 50 people that come.
That's right. I'm really stoked for Shitlord Fuckerman. Cybercrimes Johnson, a.k.a. Cybercrimes Johnson. Shout out to Cybercrimes Johnson. Shout out to Matthew Udan. Shout out to...
Krube.
Krube, Deltoid. Shout out to Franco Rosino.
That's yourself.
No, I'm Giuseppe.
Oh, yeah.
Go to Victory Square Block Party and also listen to this song. This band is not playing at Victory Square Block Party.
All the other ones we played today are, though.
Yeah, all those other bands are going to be there. They're not going to be performing, but they're going to be hanging out. Anything else we got to say? Shout out to Dos Machetes. Shout out to Hugo walking by here. Peace.
Thanks, CITR.
Thank you, CITR. Thank you, DJ Fading
DJ
Out.
Fade in.
DJ Fade In, Fade Out.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, this is Mo Detz. Friend of mine showed me this song, and I really liked it, and it's good.